And we're back, Rotatoes. That is right, because it's time for another episode of the Rotating Heroes podcast. That means it must be a Friday. Oh, man, gotta love that Friday feeling. I hope that you are staying safe and well and that you are hydrated. Thank you so much for listening to the show. I hope that you have enjoyed it. If you're ever wondering why, whenever we do these, I talk about, the Patreon all the time, or I talk about ArcBox, and you're like, hey, what's the deal? What's going on? I just started listening and I don't understand. It's because the ArcBox, which is where we talk about these episodes, are available over on our Patreon, and all of these episodes are recorded as if they're just exclusively for the Patreon, and then we kind of sneak them over to you guys. But you know, we're a little further ahead over on the Patreon. So if you are loving Rotating Heroes and you want the rest of this arc, and maybe you want some more arcs as well, then you can go ahead and check it out on the Rotating Heroes Patreon and join for as little as $5 per month. And not only that, you can get a 50% discount on your first month. Take it away, past me.
As he began to walk down the left path. The left path started to wind upwards, and the dirt road turned into a cobbled road. Before long, you found yourself on a bridge, looking out over a gigantic castle. As you moved closer towards the castle, you felt something calling out to you in your mind. You heard, "Hello, welcome, welcome, welcome. It's been quite some time. My name is Voro. Please, make your way to the throne room. I shall be glad to greet you."
Can you hear us?
Yes, there's no need to shout.
Okay, sorry. Just for our own sort of, to calm the tensions, was the sign flipped?
What's that?
Was the sign flipped?
The one back there?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Was,
did you come this way thinking this is the literal?
Yes.
Yes.
Ah, I'm so sorry. No, this is the chance.
Shit.
Huh. Then what is not as it seems?
Everything.
Oh, God.
I think that's a general sign. Sort of
oh, that wasn't, that had nothing to do
I'm sort of trial number one, as it were, so... You know, it's sort of like there's a long way to go yet.
Ah.
And that sort of pertains to all that you see.
Okay, we're going to take things as they seem from now on.
And I just want to say, as a point of growth...
But that also doesn't mean that every sign you'll see is actually not flipped.
Okay, never mind then.
So, you know, it's not that I... Like, that's not a bad line of curiosity to take.
I appreciate that information, sir. And I am not going to apologize.
By this time, you're sort of, as you're having this conversation, you found yourself in these gigantic, kind of big double doors that open out in front of you. And before you, you see, sat on a throne, a rather resplendent-looking, tall vampire.
Ooh.
Big popped collar, flourishes and little accents on the suit.
Welcome, friends. A pleasure. My task is very simple, you need not worry. All I ask is that you, preferably all of you, but it doesn't have to be, merely pick a card, any card.
And you see that he sort of waves a hand in the air and these sort of cards appear in front of him.
Okay, this is close-up magic.
And it's also... You picked a card recently and it broke your hand.
Yeah, so. It did.
I just don't know if I'm going to be able to act as surprised as he wants me to be. Sometimes I worry that I don't.
Listen,
I can only be with, so surprised.
With magicians, they got to earn you. Okay, yeah. They got to earn your reaction. Okay, don't think about it.
Right. I don't want to hurt their feelings, right. You have to sort of do a performance.
Listen, as a person whose feelings get hurt all the time, you forget about it quick. So just react to this guy. However, don't worry about it. Just let's just show up for this trick, okay? Just
I went watch to it. Pay a attention. Hypnotist recently, and going into it, I thought I was going to have to pretend to be hypnotized so I didn't hurt her feelings.
Right.
But then she actually hypnotized me.
Wow.
It was crazy.
Okay, so just going in with an open mind.
Yeah.
Well, no, you didn't go in with an open mind.
I didn't.
Okay.
And she still did it. All right.
His resume made a slight mistake. He clarifies... That all of you need to draw a card. Apologies.
Okay.
Oh. I shall go first.
you wish to go first?
I call second.
I call last.
Marvelous. No need to fight. The guards aren't going anywhere. Please, choose. Roll me a D100. So, two D10s, but you need one with the single digits and one with the double digits.
19, I guess. But I meant to, before we I rolled...
Oh, yeah, please. Yeah, yeah.
Can I, like, sense if any cards have any specific energies or...
It seems vibes. Like they're shuffling quite fast. So okay, so I can't. Like they're floating around and you don't get like a particular read on them. Okay. Wow. Can I please ask my other two players to take your headphones off and just block your ears?
Yeah.
Very briefly.
Wow, wow, wow.
So, as you pick this card, you feel this wellspring of power within you.
Okay.
You have the ability to erase any one single event that took place that you were directly involved. Like, it has to be something you were directly involved in.
Ooh. I'm trying to decide if it should be hooking up with that guy or my hand getting crushed. I'm going to pick my hand getting crushed.
Okay, perfect.
Okay.
Should we back?
Yep, we're back. We're back. Perfect.
I did something so crazy.
but yes, that has happened.
Fantastic.
Yep. Okay. Whoever would like
second.
Yep. Okay. Roll me a D100, please.
Okay. Come on. 21.
21. That is very interesting. Cup, as you pull a card from the air, you look, and on it, there is a. Picture of a little pixie, and it begins to almost open and unravel in this sort of swirling rainbow-like portal as you are sucked through it and Kup disappears.
What the fuck?
Uh-oh.
Can you roll me a d4, please?
Okay. 4.
Okay. Your friend will be back in 4 hours. Hopefully, still alive.
What? Does the rope thing not apply in this moment?
Oh, the rope is still there. You can still feel it. It's like sleep.
Move closer to where he disappeared.
Yeah, you gotta move closer to the portal. You gotta move closer to the portal.
So are we just sitting here for 4 hours?
Can you roll me 4 d20s, please?
Oh, no.
All you need is essentially like a death saving throw. You just need to get over a 10 for each of these. That's the
first one, 6.
6?
Oh, no.
Second one, 8.
Jeez.
Third one, 5.
Zach! Slow down, Zach!
9.
Oh my
Fuck.
Word.
All of them under 10.
That's we will resolve that in a second.
That sucks.
Can you please roll me a D100?
Yeah.
L.
24.
Pretty close together,
why
guys.
Are they all so close?
Yeah.
I'm dead, Emran.
When you edit this, can you add the real sound of the woman falling out at one point? And see if people can like guess the second
Absolutely.
Mark that it's her.
Is there any difference?
I think there might be a bigger difference.
Oh, no, you're perfect.
It's sounding exactly like it in my head.
Thank you so much.
Oh my. Okay, as you
can
pull
do
this
great
card.
Lady perfect.
Dude, as you pull this card, you pick it up, and as you pick it up, out of the bottom of the card almost seems to open up like a little zip appears like zip, like this, and you see as 25 pieces of incredibly valuable looking jewelry pour out of it, each of these pieces of jewelry worth 2,000 gold pieces each.
You hear someone
wow.
in the ether.
Look
must
at
be
this.
Nice.
Look, you seen this?
Ow, I'm so jealous. Ow.
As you, Kerb, as we cut to you, you have teleported. You seemingly have teleported to some strange astral-like plane. And there, you float. You're not drifting off, because the tether is still attached. However, after about maybe 3 hours passing, as you just float there, unable to sort of really move or affect anything around you, you see, in the distance, a gigantic astral being. A worm-like creature of almost impossible and indescribable size comes snaking towards you And you remained conscious as it slowly wraps its mouth around you.
Wait.
Swallows you.
No, hold
and
on.
And with one swift crunch.
No.
You are dead.
Oh my god.
Kerp.
Kerp.
At which point, you, back in the room about 4 hours later, see a jumbled mess that used to be Kerp goes and appears back on the ground. There is a slight beat until a leaf flies up into the air, vanishes, and Kerp, you come back to life.
Because you had a bonus leaf?
Wait, what are the... What? I was eating.
Wait.
I was eating.
Hold on. What do you think because he had four leaves, he survived?
We should have collected way more leaves.
I did say you could get more leaves.
Wait, what are you?
Wait, maybe the leaves just bring you back. I don't know if it's... It may not have to be a bonus.
Wait, what are you...
It's not a bonus thing. The leaves are essentially... We'll bring you back.
Oh, okay.
But he has four chances. But
yes, you now have three.
You
now have three.
Okay.
Whoa.
Okay,
you
so...
You were dead.
I got eaten by a big worm.
Kerb, can I admit something to you?
Don't tell him what you got.
No, I'm not going to. It's a more emotional thing because in an effort, this is a growth thing for me. I need to communicate more.
What'd you get though?
Don't worry about it. Okay. I got to be honest with you. When your pieced apart body came back through that portal, I felt bad. I really did.
Okay.
I did.
I felt a little hungry and also sad.
Yes, I must admit that sort of crushed sort of turtle souffle that was on the floor.
Like a turtle pie.
Delicious,
yeah.
Actually.
Not any kind of turtle pie I know.
I've had a few turtle pies in my time.
I gotta get out of here.
Anyway.
I give up.
Thank you.
I'm done.
Kerp, you
so
can't. Kerp,
I think I'm
you
done.
Can't. You can't, Kerp.
I think I'm done.
See that he kind of...
Eaten by one worm and all of a sudden you want to give up?
I'm sorry. Did anyone else get eaten by a worm?
No, but mine was bad too.
Yeah, what happened?
Nothing.
You want to tell me?
No, but it was
worse
bad.
Worse than being eaten by a...
I would say to some people it would be worse.
Yeah, mine was bad too.
You know, if you did want to, you can... You're welcome to draw another card.
What's the goal here, Mr.?
Oh, you're free to go now that you've all drawn a card. You only need to draw one each.
And what's the, is this? Is the throne we're looking for, or is that a different throne?
No, this is my throne. Don't you dare sit in it. I'll kill you.
We wouldn't.
We would not sit there.
You try to sit on my throne. I promise I will drink all of your blood.
And we wouldn't.
There's no reason I would even like to sit on that. It's too big for me.
Strap up your bodies, drain you of blood until you run out of those silly little leaves.
Okay, we're not going to sit on your throne, buddy.
I might want to pick another card.
If you like.
No, what do you guys think?
Listen, I'm telling you, we know what happens now. There's you pick a card and you get your head cut off, and then you only got two more chances.
What did you get?
Huh? Something awful. Okay,
yeah,
something
really
bad. Really
sad.
If you want to draw another card, you just roll a 100.
Yeah, why not? Yeah. Why not? And if I die, I die. 16.
16? So
I can't believe how close they've all been together.
Yeah.
Wild.
Oh, no.
This is sick. One, two, three, four, five. Can you roll me a d6, please?
Can't believe how many times I rolled under 10.
Yeah, that was nuts.
Yeah.
Five?
You are now completely immune to thunder damage.
Wow.
I hope that comes in handy.
Maybe.
Wait, what? Do we know that about
just
her?
Happened?
I think you see sort of like thunder kind of swirling and crackling around.
I'll try one more.
Vanna tries to like shoot lightning out of her hand to see if that's what it is. Like,
I think like a little spark. Yeah. Please, your hands.
Sick.
Can I try one more?
Yeah, absolutely. Right.
Kerp, I want to remind you, you have died once.
Yeah, you got eaten by a worm.
But you did have an extra leaf.
Surely
so.
That won't happen again.
That would be really funny.
99.
Ooh.
Or 69.
Oh, okay. 69. That's a very big difference.
Nice.
Nice.
Oh, no.
Can you roll me 3d6, please?
Okay.
I would do a standing ovation here in the studio if he got eaten by another worm.
Oh my god.
What do you want to know?
What do you want to know?
Yes, please.
I got a 4, 3, and 2, so I got 9?
Yeah.
It's surely...
You die again.
Surely I won't die.
It simply can't be more dead.
I surely won't have died again.
Wait, hold on a second. You need to just...
Listen. I know we're all thinking that there's good stuff in there and there's bad stuff. And after getting some of the bad stuff, it'll only make sense. The only logical explanation, or the only logical thing that happens after that, a good thing happens to you.
Yeah, we both got good things. We should have told you that that's sort of the ratio that we're working with. We're sorry, we lied. We both got good things.
I got a good thing.
So then I'm bound to get a good thing.
Okay, as you pick his card, you see there is, in front of you on the card, is just a small little black circle.
Huh, interesting.
That black circle floats off of the page.
Wait a second.
Flies under your feet.
Huh. Right there?
And, and you plummet. You plummet. You plummet 90 feet.
Oh, no.
However, here's the fun kicker for you guys. You are still tethered together.
Oh, so, no!
So I need a dexterity saving throw from both of you.
Fuck!
Otherwise, everyone's going down.
No, a 7.
Good thing I'm the lightest one.
Oh, my God, no.
13.
Okay, what's that?
13.
7.
7? Okay. Sorry, I misread this. It's 900 feet.
Are we all about to die?
So you all get pulled down this hole.
While we're can I cast Misty Step?
On yourself?
On me, and presumably get us back up.
Okay, go ahead and roll me. How quickly do you think
this
out? How many feet do you think you
can? A long. It would take me a second, I think, to remember that
so
I can do it.
800 feet down.
No. I think I would say it would probably take me like 3 seconds to have the idea. So okay. However long I would fall, we would fall.
Okay,
three
here
seconds.
We go. This is what we'll say then.
I gotta do one more. All right. Listen. If you had gotten what I got with the first one, you would want to do another one too.
What'd you get?
I got a compliment. Compliment from a person that I care about. Okay?
I want a compliment.
Here we go.
65.
I become a worm.
Your strength score increases by 2.
Yes! Finally!
So you just get considerably stronger.
Oh, I love this!
You can go over 20 if your score is...
Oh, it's not.
The maximum you can now achieve is 22. So you can now go...
Oh, that's
it's
incredible.
Also increased the maximum that you can reach.
Hey, Mr. Vampire, what's the deal?
I don't make the rules. Well, no, I don't, really. It's a random choice.
It just feels plain.
Just pick again.
Man, this is...
There's no
what
way that it could be 3.
What a fun afternoon. And Vanna lights a cigarette with a little bit of lightning that's still
in
her
I'll say
hand.
That you, for that purposes, you can absolutely just have lightning to light a cigarette whenever you like.
Well,
what are the chances it's 3 bad things in a row? Really, honestly. It's so low. Mm-hmm. Astronomically, you know, the odds are minuscule, really.
Guys, I think you're going to have to save me from myself.
I think you should do it.
I do it.
Rules of 3s. Either it's a big celebration or it's a
hysterical. This is going to be so good. This is going to be so good.
All right. 82.
82. There's no way. There's no way.
It's going to be good. This is misleading.
There's no way. It has to be good.
So you...
I don't know what I'm going to do if it's not.
You draw the card. And...
Please.
As you do.
God.
Appearing on the card is
nothing bad ever happened to me again.
Undead revenant.
Oh.
And you hear a
"He will find you."
No.
I'm just gonna read this out. Somewhere on the material plane, a revenant rises. A revenant that blames you for his existence. It relentlessly hunts you down to exact its revenge. The revenant exists until either 1 year passes or it kills you.
You can use a wish spell to permanently banish it to the afterlife.
Oh.
But just to clarify, it doesn't die when you kill it. It just exists for a year trying to and it doesn't stop unless it kills you or a year passes. So you've just got this for a year. Luckily, it's on the material plane.
In a minute.
And you are currently not on the material plane.
Congratulations.
So we're done with this. I'm fine. Yeah. And we should get mosey on, right? No more cards?
Yeah, no more cards. I think we're good on the cards.
Kurt looks back at the cards while we're
just
done.
Just one more.
Yeah, we should get going. We're
things
getting
have been
late.
Pretty good for me.
Please roll another one.
I'm going to try one more. One more. And then I am done, I promise.
Vanna has a migraine.
It's like a bunch of drug addicts. Just like
just one more. Yeah. Just one more. One more, and then I swear we're done. Okay?
That's what they all say.
You having any luck over here? I'm getting fucking toasted.
I rolled a 33.
We're losing daylight, boys.
Burning daylight.
Time works weird here.
But what does that mean?
You have an addiction problem right now.
Who?
Both of you.
Oh, yeah.
Can't stop pulling cards.
Roll me a d6, please.
Okay. One.
One?
Yeah.
You gain 2 levels of exhaustion.
Fuck.
Okay, I think we're done, right? We're done.
One. No, I'm done.
Your speed is halved, okay. And you have disadvantage on all ability checks.
Oops.
Time to go hat mode.
Oh, God. Okay.
There's enough molasses on your head to stick it back up there if you want to. So, anyway, you picking another card?
We'd love to stay,
on?
But we kind of have to keep going.
Yeah. Can you point us in the direction of the next task?
Of course. It pulls a big lever. The section of the floor that you're standing on opens up, and you...
Whee!
Whoa!
Slide down. As you slide down, you come to a gentle stop. In a dimly lit room. There's a candle flickering up high. Another one. Just 2. And before you, you see on the doors underneath these candles, it says the soul, the body. One says the soul, one says the body.
Not everything is as it seems,
not
right?
Everything
they're flipped.
As it seems.
But is that always just going to mean that they're flipped?
No, I'm kidding. I wasn't kidding. It was my instinct to say that. But now I'm taking a moment to think about it, and I know that that is a stupid thing for me to think.
Yeah.
But I don't know what a smart thing is.
The soul or the body?
Yeah.
I would say bodies is alive. And so, to me, doing bodies versus doing souls...
But we just took that damage from hitting the ceiling so hard that I feel like I can't take anymore.
I can heal people.
Well, how about you heal us first, and then we can make a rational choice.
All right, I'm going to do a 3rd level cure wounds on myself.
Okay, and then...
a cantrip.
I get 18. I'm going to do 1 to each of you. Another one. You get 12.
Nice.
21. No,
oh, nice.
Whoa, there we go.
All right, all my 3rd level slots.
I'm at 10 strength, so my...
It was an 8?
It was an 8.
Hey, there we go. You didn't have a look at minus 1. That's good.
Yeah. It was actually a beautiful thing.
Wow. Yeah, dude is just looking a little bit more swole. So, which door are you going through?
I'm curious about the soul, because I'm sort of a spiritual guy.
News to me.
I'm looking up at you. You're in my head.
I don't want to be up here anymore. Whatever. Do whatever you want to do. You've had a rough time. I'm happy to cede this decision to what am I talking about?
So she got to choose first.
I've had really good luck. Okay.
What do you think?
I'm leaning body, and that's just my instinct. But look, I'm open to input.
I'm leaning soul. I'm interested.
I'm just sort of interested in the soul, sort of what does it even mean, you know? What's a soul?
That's all right. What 2-1, I'm not going to fight.
I carry Deuter.
I guess I wasn't even
soul?
Pretending I was in trouble.
Okay. As you open the door to the soul, you see a long, thin table extends out before you.
Oh, this is beautiful.
And on this table are an array of incredibly decadent-looking meals.
Oh my god.
There is a sign above the table that simply reads, "Be polite." And at the end of the table, you see a satyr. A little portly, looks up at you and goes,
"Oh, I am Lord Feathertouch. A pleasure to meet you all. Will you please join me and feast?"
Oh, God.
I think there, we probably don't have a choice.
We would love to.
He jumps up onto the table and kind of walks down a little Willy Wonka style, sort of very eccentric walk as he kind of gets close to you and goes, "Please draw close and I shall tell you the name of the dishes we have prepared for you this evening. All of them. How delicious."
Incredible. Well, first you got to give me the name of your table guy, because this is
it's a gorgeous. Really fine table. Yeah.
What kind of wood is this?
It's sort of like an enchanted mahogany.
Oh,
yes, very resonant. You see, and he hits a hoof on it, and it makes a big sort of resonant noise.
Wow, the waves. I could see him.
Love.
Yes.
Oh, yes, we're ready to hear about these dishes.
Yeah, tell us what's for dinner.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, that's very good. So polite.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
We said thank you. I'm hitting
thank you. Thank you for, I guess, until you fucking kill one of us. I don't trust any of you.
Be polite.
It's the only thing
they got. I would never dream of killing someone and putting them in the food.
You wouldn't dream of it, huh? Would you practically do it? I don't know.
He likes to joke, which is a way to cut tension in a room and make a party more fun.
I like it, yes. So, we have babbling soup, rich apple, phantom pie, the last tart you'll ever need, molten chocolate cake, grand souffle, ever-sweet candy, twilight pudding, herbal hibiscus honey tea, and fey wine.
The I last... feel like there's way more stuff than that.
Okay, let me have a think.
That's probably a persuasion joke.
That's so funny.
That one. It didn't even roll. It just plopped straight down.
The card.
Just
pick
it up and hand it straight to me. Thank you so much. And just to clarify this as well, this is a bad thing on top of the bad thing that was already going to happen.
Interesting. Interesting. FML, right, guys?
Oh.
I'm having a pretty good
day.
You get eaten by another worm.
Yeah. So bad.
Please be a worm. Please be a worm.
No.
It's like, I'm starting to
You take 27 points of damage as this satyr backhands you and nearly breaks your jaw. The card that you pulled means that the damage that you're about to take is tripled. So that was supposed to only be 9 points of damage.
Oh, okay.
Oops.
As he smacks you across the face and goes,
"How dare you insult my kitchen? Many meals they have prepared for you. Is it not enough?"
Kurt just stays down. Sorry.
I stand up because I think I'm off your head now because you fell down.
Will you please take a seat and eat your food?
Putting my napkin on my lap, I'm going to have the herbal hibiscus tea.
Yes, please, of course. Sit, yes, sit, sit, sit. And what about you?
You go first.
I'm going to do the richest one.
The rich apple?
I think that is what you said. Yes.
Okay. And what about you?
Kurt just kind of covered in blood. I think I'm going for the last tart you'll ever have.
What are you doing, man?
It just sounds good. It reminds me of a turtle pie.
You're okay. Going to fucking die.
Who's eating first?
I'll go first.
You're eating first?
Okay. As you drink this honey hibiscus tea, you feel your stomach start to churn.
Oh no.
And bubble.
I thought it, because it was the only alliteration, it would mean something.
Broil. And I need you to make me a charisma saving throw.
Oh no. Oh no.
I don't want to burp because it's not polite.
Oh, God.
What
oh,
was that?
God. Nothing. Hold on.
What's that number you just rolled?
I nothing.
Because I think I can see it from here.
I rolled a 4 and it's plus 2, so 6.
You rolled a what, sorry?
I rolled a 4 and it's plus 2.
Plus
so
2 for 6. Okay, to be honest, I thought it was a 1, so then.
Oh, no.
As you drink this, you begin to excessively...
Oh, no. Is there anything I can do? Please?
Giggle.
Oh, no.
And you start uncontrollably giggling. Can you roll me a D8, please?
6.
You feel compelled to giggle and laugh for the next 6 hours.
Oh.
And you have disadvantage on all charisma checks.
Oh, no.
Who would like to eat next?
I'm going to let Kirk
go. As Vanna starts
last.
Laughing uncontrollably.
I'll go next. I'm next.
The rich apple? You?
I guess so.
This tastes really good. Can you roll me 2d8, please?
I suppose I can. 7.
7. You regain 7 hit points.
Yeah!
And you are cured of any poison and disease that you had.
I am making great choices today, everyone.
And Cup, you eat this tart.
Time to eat the last tart I'll ever eat, oh, because nothing bad will ever happen to me ever again.
You bite into this tart, and you thump, your head falls flat onto the table as you immediately die.
Kirk, you fucking idiot!
Why?
Do you know what's so funny? Like, put that in there, be like, this is so obviously one of the bad ones. Like, no one will fit.
I love how everything is as it seems here so far.
So you see Cup just sort of foaming and frothing at the mouth. Just falls down face first into the rest of the tar.
I've watched you die like 3 times today, man.
You die. You see another little leaf. Another little leaf floats out of his pocket. Disappears as Kerb.
You spat out the rest of your tart. You didn't eat.
I'm sorry.
You must eat.
Is there... Can I try that apple?
No, he's eating the apple. That would be very rude to eat someone else's.
Yes, very good. It's very good.
Interesting. Now, can I hear what you have again? I am so sorry to ask.
Of course. There is babbling soup, phantom pie, molten chocolate cake, grand souffle, ever-sweet candy, twilight pudding, and fey wine.
I'll take the fey wine. No, you know what? I'm going to go with the twilight thing.
Twilight pudding?
Twilight pudding.
Okay.
You're Kerb's eyes are dashing around. I don't know. Do any of them sound safe?
Delicately lift up a fork.
Grand pudding sound.
Take a little piece of this pudding and into your mouth.
You suddenly get surrounded by this swirling light aura. And this aura doesn't leave. As for the next hour... You have resistance to all damage.
Whoa!
Thank God.
All damage for the next hour.
Huh, wow. That was delicious. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. Thank you for being such polite. And then looks at you. Stop giggling.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I will.
What is so funny?
Obviously, how many times he's died today is kind of making me laugh a little.
Perhaps you should tell me what joke is so funny.
Okay, so 101 dragons, they walk into a bar, okay? Yeah. And the bartender says, what'll it be? And they say, 101 shots of Fireball, please.
Roll me a persuasion check with a disadvantage.
Oh, man. What do you mean? So it was 11 is the lowest.
Probably
plus
so.
2.
Yeah, plus 2. Okay, plus 3. 13? Mm-hmm. He looks and goes,
Fine. Do you wish to leave or do you wish to sample some of more of the food?
I think we're done.
Yes, okay.
I could do a couple more apps.
I mean, you could because you're protected.
Yes. Nah, I'm good. I'm good.
You're good. Let's get out.
Ice cream or something.
And, yeah. Yeah, maybe something sweet yeah. after all that.
Not this ever not sweet anything, stuff. Sir, thank you.
You.
We're out of here.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Claps his hands as a little door, tiny little door opens, and out walks a Kenku. Kenku's like a little crow. They can't speak. They can only mimic. And he has this big, tall chef's hat on. And he walks up behind Kerp's seat, takes the hat off, throws it into the air, it gets really big, and he goes, subsumes Kerp, and he has disappeared. And then the hat puts the hat back on, tootles around to Vanna, same thing, disappeared, and then...
Hold on.
Are we getting ratatouille?
Where are we going?
Where are we going?
Okay, never mind. Just do it.
Kind of a hat on a hat, isn't it?
Ow!
Who said that?
You get inspiration.
Yes.
Oh my god.
Absolutely incredible. And you are teleported.
Oh my god.
Absolutely incredible.
The hat.
He said it. He said it.
Finally, you after a little while, this hat's filled with some splendid smells. Till eventually,
thank you.
You find yourself in a circular sort of courtyard-like area. It's quite large. There's some trees off to one side, some ruins off to the right-hand side, and there is a sundial in the middle. But unlike any sundial you've seen, it seems like it can move. And there is two floating orbs in front of you. And as you move towards one, you hear the word in your mind, the cold. And as you move towards the other, you hear in your mind the words, the wolf.
Remember, they're flipped.
No. So far, everything's been incredibly literal.
Oh, wait. Did we... No, we, never mind. I thought maybe we did the literal and we're like, oh, everything is as it seems. But I don't remember we did the chance. Never mind.
Yes.
We did the chance. We did the soul. I guess we've done the weird thing every time.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, I'm
one's
a dragon.
The cold,
I like
one's
heat.
The warm.
Yeah.
I'm better in heat.
Does somebody want to touch one of them?
To see if they're hot or cold?
One says, whispers in my mind, the cold. One whispers in my mind, the warmth.
The warmth?
The warmth.
The worm.
Don't say worm. I don't want you getting eaten again.
I agree. How about you go touch it and I'll yank you back.
Yeah.
How about this? All right. We're going to keep the line taut. Keep the line taut. I'll walk up to it.
Okay.
And if I start getting yanked or whatever, you guys pull me back, okay?
Okay, we got it.
Absolutely. I'll remember.
You can't leave me, remember? You made a promise.
I promise I'll remember.
Yeah. All right, here we go.
Which one are you touching?
You're already getting distracted, buddy. You're making me feel
a little
nervous.
I'm going to the warm.
Kerp is just looking up at the sky. He's daydreaming about him remembering.
Kerp, look at me. All right, I'm walking up to the warmth.
You touch it?
And I reach out to touch it.
I remembered it.
I'm daydreaming about remembering it.
Say yank if you want me to.
Yank if you want us to yank.
This warm sensation goes over your hand. It's quite nice. And you see, as from one side of the courtyard, walks this gorgeous, tall spring Eladrin, made of vines and leaves. And from the other side walks this resplendent, tall summer Eladrin with these long, golden armor. They walked towards each other. They begin to engage in what feels like a little bit of a heated conversation, just either side of this dial. When almost imperceptibly, out of the corner of your eye, something dashes across the courtyard, and the sundial switches as suddenly snow begins to fill the courtyard, and it becomes biting cold.
They were
At
flipped.
This point, you see these two Eladrin, their mouths distend and grow long, their eyes roll back into their heads so they've got nothing but sockets as they
seemingly disliking this weather that they have found themselves in, and they are furious. I need everyone to roll initiative.
Ah! Yank!
I think it might be time for me. I think I gotta go dragon again.
Oh.
Huge risk, but I think I gotta make it happen.
She's thinking of going dragon.
But I gotta protect my people. I rolled a 10.
I rolled a 10 as well.
I rolled a 10.
No way.
Triplets!
What's everyone's deck? In fact, actually, here's what I'll say. If you all roll the same, I'll let you all... You can choose who acts.
I have zero decks, so I...
But as in, like, I will let you kind of decide in turn who
should go first, yeah, and I should be a dragon.
Oh, but each round, essentially, you can just say, oh, actually, I'd love to, if I can go first,
oh,
then
great,
you know
great.
So you can combo or whatever.
That's fun.
So round one, I'll go first.
Great.
No freaking way.
They rolled 2 10.
They rolled a 10.
Wow.
Quadruplets.
I need all of you, please, to make me a wisdom saving throw.
Oh, no.
15.
Fail.
Plus 5.
Success.
24.
Success.
27.
Success.
Nice.
Wow.
As
I
this thing,
19 at plus 8.
As this gold Aladrin kind of turns towards you, and the sheer brilliance of it is just emanates out towards you and would be quite overwhelming if you were not already very focused on the task at hand. You do see that, again, this like sundial is very specifically moved into a certain position, and it seems to be pointed towards a, like, or sort of in between an A and a W.
A-W, root beer.
Root beer.
A-W? Oh, A-W, oh, right, I see. A W and an A. Wow.
Root beer.
Wow, root beer.
And did the weather change
when the dial swaps? Yes.
Okay.
So we got to change the dial back?
To what it was?
Yeah, it needs to not be snowing.
I agree.
Okay.
Maybe it's autumn and winter.
It's going to run forward to you, Vanna.
Okay.
Drawing its longsword.
West, Arth, Arth.
That is a 23 to hit.
Yeah, that hit.
Assuming that hits.
Yeah, that hits.
You take 16 points of damage.
Whoa!
And with the second attack... Hits.
These things.
Hey! Oh my lord! 28 points with the second one.
Okay, 16 and 28, you said?
Yes. As this thing dashes forward, this huge sword wreathed in this brilliant white and golden energy as it carves into you.
Sheesh.
And you see that it looks back at the other one, and you hear in your minds, great power within this one. Crush it.
Okay, rude. I go now?
No.
No, still going?
Yeah, you rolled 10s. They rolled better than you. It's the second one's turn.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
They're working again.
Wisdom saving throw once again, please.
Oh, no.
Okay, I got a 4.
18.
21.
Okay, you both succeed. Vanna?
What?
As this one rushes forward to you, you see that it rushes forward, takes out a hand which is covered in these like leaves and petals, strokes down the side of your face, and just goes, you are so beautiful.
Oh my god, thank you.
I wanted to strike you, but I find myself compelled not to. Could we be companions, perhaps? And you are charmed by this creature.
Enchanté.
Do not perceive it as a threat. In fact, you see it as a very friendly creature.
Bonjour, yes.
I do not speak that language.
Neither do I. She's still giggling from before.
This allowed her to just absolutely think the order's flowing with them. And at which point, it's going to... You see that it's just sort of looking at you and like this. And with the other hand, just draws out a longsword and just stabs Duda.
No!
No.
That's a 19 to hit.
How close is this to me?
Pretty close.
Within 5 feet?
Yeah, sure.
I'm going to use my reaction to cause creature to make a dex saving throw.
Ooh.
They're probably pretty dexterous. Oh well. DC 16, or it takes 2d8 lightning or thunder damage, my choice.
Woo! Okay. That is with the longsword. It stabs into you, and you take 22 points
that
of damage.
Sucks.
As it stabs into you, you feel this scream in your mind as 17 points of that was psychic damage.
Oh.
This is a dex save?
Yes. They take half damage on a fail.
Natural one.
Huh.
I'm going to be fair.
Yeah.
I'm going to pick from card? The
Yay.
Cards here. Oh my god. Okay, what's the damage?
It's only 7 damage.
Triple it.
21.
21 points of damage. Not bad at all. It is at this point that you suddenly see that darting movement once again as a tiny little creature, long sort of pointed features with this sort of swirl of white hair, long white hair flowing behind it, and a tiny little rapier moving at almost impossible speed as multiple of them dart out towards you. Two are going to attack Vanna, and one each attack you guys. Does a 16 hit you? It does. Okay. Only hit with one attack, to be fair.
Okay.
So you take a total
of 32 left.
7 points of damage.
Okay. That's not bad. Not bad.
And to you, Kerp. Ooh, that's better. Does an 18 hit you?
Nope.
18 doesn't hit.
I have 19.
Woo! Let's
wow.
go. Okay. The 27 does hit.
Okay.
And you take 9 points of damage.
Okay.
And then two of them are attacking Vanna.
What?
For a total of 4 hits. What? How many hit points are you on?
I have 31.
Okay. This is going to be a minimum of 24 points of damage.
I got a couple leaves. I ain't scared.
33?
Yeah, that kills me.
Down?
No.
Yeah. If I'm I got 31, so.
Damn it.
Damn.
Just. You watch as surrounding Vanna just these little kind of knives just literally just like cutting her to shreds as she drops to the ground. It is now. Now it's your turn. Did you want to go first?
Oh no.
Yeah, I guess.
Death saving throw that I please.
I can go before you.
You can absolutely choose.
And then I can heal you and then you can go up this then
yeah.
you have a
Does
turn.
The leaf heal me?
No. Only oh. if you
You
die.
Have to die fully.
What just give us a death saving throw just to see how
is that a d20?
Yeah. Just looking for over a 10.
An 8.
8. Fail safe.
Fuck.
Okay.
Wait, so if I wanted to go before her.
Yeah, I'll let you go. So like,
okay. I'm going to just do a, which one? A cure wounds, a second level cure wounds on you just to get you back up. And then I feel like when you become a dragon, that will.
Yeah.
So I'll use a, so that heals you for 16. Rolled well on that.
Fantastic.
And then I'm just going to double check. I don't have any bonus. Can I make like a insight check on this?
The dial?
Dials?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, I actually add so much to that. Thank God. 17.
17. With a 17, you can see that there seems to be 8 positions on this dial. There is a W, an A, an S, and another S. And there is a position for each, like, one, and or a position in between. In
like,
two, essentially.
Southeast,
yes.
In between south and east.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah.
But W-A-S-S.
That's... Deuter isn't smart enough to know what I'm about to say.
Summer... West, autumn,
yeah.
South.
Yep.
Perfect. No notes.
And everything in between. Well, I've healed you, and I don't think I have a bonus. I think that's all I could have done. I could have done a healing word, but I did. I chose the other one. So I'm going to sit there with my little mace out. Like, okay. Can I have an object interaction? To like,
yeah, of course.
All right. I'm going to go touch the thing, I guess.
The two Aladrin will get opportunity attacks if you want to scooch past them, because you were within 5 feet.
Okay.
They're going to kill you.
let's see.
We have to go back to the southwest. Summer, autumn.
That's close.
That is autumn.
A 27 to hit. 21.
Do it.
And a 20 to hit. So I think they both hit. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Jeez, these things hit hard. Let's see. 20 points of damage from the Summer Aladrin. It slashes at the back of your ankle as you feel yourself nearly go down to a knee. Yeah. How many hit points you got left? Let's
46.
See. Oh, you should be fine.
You should be fine. You should be fine. Hopefully.
Although, actually, this one Who's does a say? Lot of psychic damage. Hold on.
Kerb doesn't take psychic damage.
Oh, I have half. Wait, my damage.
Oh, everything is off. Everything is off.
So that was. I'm actually. So I'll say
four,
I was at 71 before this started. Just yep. to,
four, and then, okay, so you take 10.
Okay.
And then you take a further 16. Would have been 32.
Jesus.
Yeah. Actually, there's a quickling as well there. Hold on. One of the little guys.
What was the second amount of damage? It was 10 and then what was
16.
It? 16. 16, yeah. Just a 17 doesn't hit you, right?
Nope.
A little
nice. Like,
yeah. I just face palm him.
Get out of here.
You don't even count.
Okay. So you're going where?
I'm going to see what happens if I press one of the little dials.
Okay.
It seemed to have gone one direction earlier. I want to press the other way.
Okay.
So I could go back.
So back towards the way it was. So currently it is pointed between the W and the A. So you want to go towards the W or towards the A? Because you can only move it like one click.
Did we see where it was when we came in?
Initially, was it closer to the W or was it closer
to the
A? It
looked like it was right up at the S at the top.
So it previously was at the S.
Yes.
I guess I would press that to send it back towards the S, hopefully. Okay.
So you send it back towards the S, and I need you to roll me a D4.
Four.
Four. Okay, I need everyone to make me a constitution saving throw.
Ay, ay, ay. 11.
11?
20. Yeah. Unnatural 20.
Unnatural 20?
Mm-hmm.
Seven.
Seven. The two of you...
Fuck.
...take a point of exhaustion as suddenly the snow begins to melt and a searing, sapping heat fills the space. It becomes unbearably hot and you feel yourself immediately get a little lightheaded. You're now at 3 levels of exhaustion, I do believe.
Yeah.
Which means you're getting to dangerous levels. And also, just to clarify, when you come back, you don't regain things like exhaustion, spell slots, etc. It's just your hit points.
Oh, okay.
So you now have disadvantage on all attack rolls and saving throws.
Come on!
Okay, so it was probably bad that I did this.
It flips. However, at this point...
They're flipped.
You see, the Eladrin... Thank you, friends. My goodness, that was most uncomfortable. And you see these little things like... Nyeh! And they look like they are about to dart toward the dial again.
Kill the little things, right?
Mm-hmm.
Duder, it's your turn.
Where are these little things?
There's one next to you, one next to Kerp, and two next to Vanna.
Okay. I'm going to... and you're super low, right? You're like looking nasty.
Yeah, you got healed for
16.
16? Yeah, you're on 16.
I'm gonna smash an Eldritch Blast at the ones that are on.
Hey, go ahead and roll me. I think three attacks with disadvantage.
Oh yeah, I forgot. So wait, so I have to roll 6 6d20s and pick.
Yes,
three?
If you want to
just do in
you can do two at a time. Yeah.
First one is for sure 4. That doesn't hit.
Nope, that doesn't
hit. Maybe 4 plus 7. So wait, yeah, so
11. Yep. Yeah. You need basically a 9 or higher if you've got a plus 7.
With 10. That one was a 3.
Okay.
15 plus 7 is... Yes.
Absolutely.
So the one
that hits.
Yeah.
So how many d10s is that?
It is 1 d10 plus 3.
Cool.
At level 9? Oh.
Let me just double check I'm remembering Eldritch Blast correctly.
I think it is. It's the same, but you have...
You have three
shots.
Yes.
So it does 8. Wait, no, 8 plus 3, 11.
11.
Yeah.
Decent. Okay, 11 points of damage. You blast it vanishes.
Ooh.
You absolutely cook this little thing. It completely explodes.
Incredible.
These things are weak as fuck.
Vanna.
Vanna is filled with like an immense amount of gratitude. And relief for her new friends. Mm-hmm. Like, you've won over her loyalty kind of in an instant.
Wow.
And now she's pissed. I don't think turning into a dragon would help necessarily right now. But can I do call lightning? 120 feet, concentration up to 10 minutes.
Perfect.
Druid spell.
Okay,
yes.
You can...
third level. Yeah.
Yeah, perfect. Do you want to cast this at third level? You can cast it at fourth level if you want.
Yeah.
Fourth level?
Yeah.
Okay. What does it look like as Vanna gets in touch with this new found power?
She does the same thing that she tried okay, with like the lightning. Spider-Man
with lightning?
Yeah, to come
you
out of
do a Spider-Man the lightning, a tiny little of lightning kind of zips up into the air, mm-hmm. and you think for a second that's it, and then from point, boils this huge, like, rumbling storm. All of the creatures, everyone here, not the Eladrin or including the Eladrin. They are
not the Eladrin.
Okay. So this absolutely ends the fight if any of these don't, if they all like fail. Let's see. Dexterity 17. They do have good dex. So let's see. Number one.
No whammy.
That is a fail.
Ooh.
No whammy.
That is another fail. Last one. That's a fail. Just for the sake of it, go ahead and roll me 4d10s.
Guy, you love it. You love it when things get killed.
Oh, man. I love it when they die.
Oh, no. I love it when they die.
I love it when they die.
Wait till the end of the fight. Wait till the end of the fight. I love it when they die.
Me, I'm a freak. I love it when they die.
Yeah, I think that one thing just figure it. On that was one. Oh, yeah, you can roll it.
When they're living and then they're not, I love it.
Let's see. 20 points of damage. Woo! As three perfect forks of lightning, and there are just little piles of soot.
That's
where
right.
These little very quick
that's right.
creatures
that's right.
used to be.
That's right.
That is concentration for up to 10 minutes, so you can keep the storm going if you
yeah,
like.
Hell yeah, I'm keeping the storm going.
You turn to these two and they go, oh, thank you, friend. Sorry about that. We can get a little cranky when we're not in our correct surrounds. Do you wish to make your way forward?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No problem. No
Is there
problem.
Anything else in this room?
Is there anything else in this room?
Or in this area?
That we gotta worry about? Or
yeah, like a clue. Trap,
or like a clue. Or like, do you by chance have like cards we can pull and I can get like 12 really fancy treasures that are worth like 2,000 gold each?
Wait, sorry, what?
Nothing.
Roll me a persuasion check. You can have advantage because you helped them.
But I have disadvantage on all things. Cause
yeah, advantage. Yes, you do. So it's flat roll in which case.
And it's persuasion?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I have +7 persuasion, so I rolled a 16, baby.
Okay. Looks at you and goes, I know a friend who knows a... Just give me 2 seconds. Disappears in a sort of like leaves as
he's
this
dead.
Spring Eladrin.
He's getting eaten by worms.
Yeah.
Spring Eladrin disappears and reappears with a small deck of cards.
Whoa, did you steal those from the vampire? Because he'll kill you.
Oh, no. This isn't from the vampire. This is from another friend of mine. She's particularly fond of these, so I need to get them back quite quickly.
Wait, so what are we?
We gotta pull the cards, baby.
Could you roll
all right.
Just a d20, please?
Of course.
10.
10?
Yeah.
Okay.
10 city.
Really?
Yeah, what is happening today? Is there like a magnetic force in the walls
Must
in this
be.
Building?
Right in the middle.
Yeah.
Let me just.
Just tepid water here. We don't like pick it aside.
Lukewarm.
Lukewarm. Lukewarm. That's the name of the worm that ate you.
Lukewarm.
Lukewarm?
Didn't even care about doing it.
Went to high school with Lukewarm. He sucked.
He was okay.
He's okay. That's the perfect joke. He was just okay. Kind of forgettable.
I don't understand your luck. It is unlike anything I've ever seen.
What?
As you pull from the stack.
Mine or?
I believe
Nobody,
he's talking to me.
No.
Kind of bleeding.
Duta, you feel a wellspring of power within you. As you level up to level 10.
Yeah,
oh my god.
I am the hero of the day, folks.
And if you would like, you get 2 more draws from the deck as you pull the Jester card.
What?
You guys want to pull?
No.
I'll take one.
Roll me. That's funny. This is going to be... This is the bad 14. One. This is the bad deck. This is...
Huh?
Yeah.
14.
God, that's so funny.
After I roll, this is the bad deck.
Damn, I don't get anything else at level 10. I just get more HP.
You get other probably stat boosts, right?
Okay. Oh. Yeah, Cub. Nothing happens. You pull the rogue.
What does that mean?
Nothing happens.
I'm gonna die, aren't I?
Yeah.
Kerp starts running forward.
Yeah, you just start running in place as the tether's just stopping you. There's one more pull left if anyone wants it.
I think it's gotta be you.
Do it.
Do it.
I'm feeling lucky.
Cocked. Rolled a 9.
A 9.
Tens, oh, nines.
I'm feeling hot. I'm feeling hot.
9's a good one for sure. No.
No, no.
Be good, huh?
Make a different face. Pretty good, huh? That good?
Can you roll me a d4, please?
Absolutely, for something good.
This is
4. I keep rolling a 4. Oh, you looked at me like it's not
so
good.
Okay.
It's good. God. It's good. I bet it's good.
It's got it.
Not everything is as it seems.
Can I ask what your intelligence score is?
Probably high, right?
It's pretty good. You know, it's 10.
Your intelligence score drops to a 5.
Do we notice or no?
Yes. Kerb goes kind of cross-eyed.
I'm doing good. I'm doing good.
And loses the ability to speak.
Okay. No! No, actually, okay. It's not that bad. Yeah. Holy crap.
We hit him where he was already vulnerable.
Just to clarify, a 6 is the minimum intelligence needed to required to speak.
Is that permanent?
Kind of drugs.
Just kind of, you can kind of babble and you think you're talking.
And this is permanent. For at least for now.
We have 2 more episodes.
We've ruined the game. We've ruined it.
This is the dumbest thing I've ever been a part of in my whole time of playing.
I can't help
DD.
It. I'm playing the dumbest character I've played in the show. I have to play him.
Truly, this is my favorite character of all time, I think.
The Spring Aladrin looks at you and goes, oh, dear.
Give me a thumbs up.
If...
It grips thumbing up.
Like, I'll trade that for another pull if you want.
Huh?
I'll trade it for another pull if you want.
Do it!
Kerp does not know what that means.
Yeah, Kerp, look
Kerp,
at
Kerp, look at us.
One
Kerp,
more?
Over
Kerp.
Here, honey. Thumbs up. Pulled apart.
Kerp yanks the rope.
No! Ow! Kerp, honey, pull a card.
Huh?
Ready?
Kerp's just dribbling.
I'm fucking dying.
18.
That's gotta be good, right?
A knife falls and cuts your head off.
Thank the Lord
for
that.
Good. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, God, this is great.
You, Cup, feel suddenly a flood of intelligence comes back to you.
The same, not more than before,
no,
though, right?
Yeah, absolutely. They may,
less
a flood. A flood of lukewarm intelligence.
a real small sort of dampening of intelligence.
It's flooding.
As you level up to level 10.
Hey!
Oh, my God.
Wait, these two silly little dumbasses are at a higher level than me?
You can also turn to a dragon, though, so I don't feel too bad.
Okay.
Interesting.
As something... glowing, wreathed in light, begins to lower from the sky and into your hands.
Eh?
And that's where we're going to end this episode of the Rotating.
Yes!
Oh, oh my God.
Oh my God, I feel hungover from fun.
Seriously, this was,
much fun. We've got to get out of here, so we'll be quick. Aaron Keefe, tell the people at home what you got going on.
Well, if you too just had your intelligence cut in half, check out Hey Riddle Riddle. I think you'll really like it. We're right in the pocket of what you might enjoy. We're on the HeadGum Network, and we're touring soon, so check it out.
Yeah!
It's John.
You should check out the Hey Riddle Riddle podcast and Rotating Heroes.
No. Hell yeah.
No? Addicts John. No? Yeah, everyone, both.
Okay. Okay,
Addicts John Mackey on all the social medias. You can listen to my podcast wherever you get podcasts, The Brett DeMott Show with Buddy, with me, hosted by me and David Brown. And you can also get all of my other podcasts with Big Grande from biggrandewebsite.com. A bunch of stuff to buy that you can listen there.
Beautiful. Zach Oyama.
At Zach Oyama on social media. And then also Division 20. That's my love.
Beautiful. I'm at JW_Cartwright on all social medias. You can find other shows like Three Black Halflings, wherever you get your podcasts, and check out, I don't know, I'm in a lot of stuff at the moment. It's cool, actually. There's a lot. There's really
Hell yeah, Jasper.
You're thriving.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for listening to the Rotating Heroes podcast. Don't forget to keep it locked into the Patreon because we will be launching merch soon. Maybe even by the time you're listening to this, actually, we might have a merch store. So that's a thing. Go check that out. Go get yourself some merch. It's going to be a lot of fun, including
the hat on
a hat on a hat on... Would it be a hat on a hat? No, it's just a hat on a hat, right?
It'd just be a hat on a hat.
But maybe if with it, I think we should throw it on at least one more hat in there.
Yeah, hat on a hat on a hat.
Yeah, it needs to be a hat on a hat. Yeah. I think we'll figure that out. We're gonna go away and figure that out right now. That's what we're gonna spend the rest of the day doing. Mm-hmm. But until then, we will talk to you next week for the Ark Bark and the week after for episode 3 and find out what the hell is going on here. Zach, please, for the love of God, tell me how I end these.
That's it.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.